morning sickness.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady. There's Brett. There's Big Dick Toledo. Let's get this thing going, shall we? It's 5:45. How are you? Good. Good to hear it. Quick little story yesterday. I went to lunch with KTR's Mike Broomhead. A little lunch about his work. Talking about this, that, and the other. My work, his work, his life, my life. Tombstone Tactical. All of it. And, you know, Mike and I get to chatting. Normally, Mike and I will drink a little bit. I didn't yesterday. I started to guzzle soda like there's no tomorrow, so I had to go pee. Like, I'll be right back and go and pee. And the restaurant we were at, Phoenix City Grill, which I really enjoy, like kind of as a hangout, has a urinal situation that is very strange. So there's a guy in the stall. I'm at the urinal. And a dude walks in. Now, normally when there's just a urinal in a stall, you know, third man, small bathroom, you wait outside. Dude storms the castle. Like, he's right on my ass. Like, I'm just standing right behind me like we're in line at the bank. Like, it's an ATM.
Pressure's
like,
on.
There's a lot of heat. And I can throw a rope. And I'm like, well, you know, I got a long stream. I hold it for a long time. I was just talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday, a couple days ago. I go to, like, Suns games and stuff, and I belly up to the urinal. It's a two, you know, probably two deep on the urinals to my right and left before I'm done. I go twice for every one time most people go. I carry a lot. I hold it forever.
You camel it.
I camel it up. So I'm going. I'm like, well, stall guy better hurry up. Stall guy's stuck in there. Stall guy's doing bad things.
Damage, huh?
Damage at a restaurant, which I'll never understand what kind of horrible human being raised you if you go take a at a restaurant. You're sick. Something's wrong. Just clinch it up. But I say that, I'm taking this leak. Guy behind me's going, and I'm like, well, I'm going to hit him with the heat. He wants to stand this close to me while I'm peeing. So I go, I'm going to blast some ass on this, right, while I'm peeing. So I throw out a bomb. And at the end of the bomb, I think, that's hot. I might have forced out.
Ghost of Dan.
I might have to. This is trouble. So I'm finished peeing, and I'm like, what do I do?
Touching canvas?
Not just touching. I think I left some loose. I think it's hot. It's hot, and it's out. I think thighs are in jeopardy. I'm like, this is not good. Pants are kind of hanging there. And like, oh, boy. Dude's still maybe a foot and a half behind me. So I shake it off and gently pull up my pants as to, like, kind of like a prisoner. I pull them up just enough. They're a little bit lower than the damaged area.
Give it some potentially breathing room.
Damaged area.
Just hoping and praying, fingers crossed.
Yeah, and I realized I got to clean up. There's a dude in the stall. I don't know what I'm going to do here. So then dude behind me just leaps onto the urinal and just like hogs it. So now I'm in his position. I got to stand and wait. I got to figure out a way. I'm not going back to Broomhead with a pant load just in case. I don't know what we got going on back there. I don't know what's happening. So I stood in the bathroom right behind that guy, and he had to think that I was, like, going to fight
it's
him or
on.
Something. Yeah. Either that or we're waiting for the stall guy to go, and we're drilling a glory hole, and we're going to town.
Yeah, that's a...
Stall guy gets out. I climb into his filth. Guy at the urinal has to wonder what the hell is going on.
Do you sit on that nice, warm toilet seat?
No. I'm not.
Ooh, it's so warm.
You know, this is where you were raised wrong. Case. You would go and finish off. I've clinched. I've pushed back in. It's up by my heart. Whatever was coming out ain't anymore. I've talked it out of it. The reason it came out in the first place is because I pushed ass, trying to force the guy away from me.
Broomhead's just finding out about it right now.
I did not say a word. So I go in there. But the guy, the guy at the urinal has to be thinking, hey, he just finished up peeing, and now what's he doing? And then I go back in there, grab some toilet paper, and standing, because I'm not getting on public, like, I don't know what kind of animals raised you. It's appropriate you like the zoo so much, because clearly they were your mentors. And I reach back there, and I give a full-on cleaning with the TP. Full-on swiperoo. And didn't realize that at that moment, I just said, thank God. Clean as a whistle. Nothing happened. Just a hot one. Just a hot one leaning on me.
And a dry bite.
Playing mental games with me, and I got worried. Opened up the stall and walked right out. That guy had no idea what the hell just happened. But to him, in my mind, I peed. I waited for the other guy to come out of the stall. Went in there for like 3 seconds. Said, thank God, and left. I have to know what was in his mind. If I could find him, you're like, what did you think I was doing in there? Why would I go in a freshly used stall, utter the phrase, thank God, and then walk out of there? Why would I do that? What were you saying? What story did you tell? And it's been on my mind ever since. That guy's like, hey, that dude, that bald guy over there, went into the stall afterwards and said, thank God, and then left.
You washed your hands, right?
I did after I peed.
After you shook Broomhead's hand.
Oh, no. I went out there with a stink fist for Broomhead. That was, I'm not. Once I realized I was pristine back door, I'd have served up ceviche on that thing. It's spotless. I just had a heater. I got nervous about a heater. Oh, that was a feeling, though. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's definitely a something. But the rule is, back off. When we get back to the real crux of this issue, there's urinal etiquette. I mean, we all know it. What are you doing? There's one urinal. Go stand in the hallway. Wait for someone to come out of the bathroom. When there's only two places to go, you standing in a bathroom that's about, I don't know, the room's like 6x5. It's tiny.
You're going to get skunked.
Well, A, you're going to get skunked. B, you might get an elbow in the face. What are you doing? Like, I'm the most vulnerable I can be right now. And you want to stand a foot behind me and just breathe? Get out. Man rule. You don't stand in a small... It's like getting in the stall with someone. That's how small the bathroom is. Like, if you were in the stall, I remember my friend Brian Rendell and I were at Fiesta Mall once, and the only stall open was the handicapped one. And I'm peeing at the urinal, and he goes in the handicapped one, and sure enough, right as it's happening, some absolute potato in a chair rolls in, and he busts that stall door wide open, because I was the only one in there. And he just gets up, he's getting out of the chair, like he can walk, but it wasn't pretty. And he's getting out of the chair, and I just hear Brian go, whoa, whoa, what's going on? This guy's getting all prepped up, because it's going to take him a second. Well, Brian's still peeing, and he goes, what do you want to cross streams? Get out! And I just started dying.
Well, I've told you for years, you're asking for it. Because when you pull your pants down to your knees to pee.
No, I should just be, you know what, though? That's a joke, Brady. It's a joke. But I should be allowed to. Like the Palestinians can do whatever they want. I should be allowed to pull my pants down without threat in a one urinal bathroom of some dude just wandering up, getting a foot. You about done there? Let me just look over your shoulder. I mean, he could have touched me. He was that close.
At least have a towel for you.
ATM rules. You have to keep the distance like it's an ATM. If you can touch me, you're too close.
It's ridiculous. We need to have this conversation.
I agree.
Any man should know this.
I agree. This is why I threw heat at him. But
you think it's higher than 5%?
What?
That
people don't know.
Men that don't know.
I don't know. Yesterday it was.
I mean,
yesterday it was. You know, 33% of the bathroom didn't know what to do.
This irritates me.
It's irritating, especially when I tried to heat him out of there. I tried to throw a little gas.
So he didn't even take a hint then.
No, and it was a good one. It was like one of those, but then it was,
popped.
Pop. Well, it didn't make the noise of one. It had the heat of one. I'm like, oh, that was not ready. That one was, this cake needs to be in the oven a little longer.
Was it like Toledo Mangione in the morning?
No. Okay. Toledo mom farts. Toledo's got mom breakfast.
Two rooms
farts.
Away.
No, it was one of those, man. And then I stood there for a second going, oh, it was hot. I got trouble on my hands. And it felt hot. I didn't tell Broomhead any of it.
Okay. He's just fine to hang about it right now. You want to know if you wash your hands before you get the bro hug at the end.
No, I've never bro hugged him before, but I thought, you know what, with what's going on about 8 minutes ago, I have to give him the bro hug. So there you go, Broomhead. That's your story for the morning, too. But, yeah, of course I washed my hands. I want to know what the other guy thought. Why did that man just finish peeing, charge into the freshly used stall, and say thank God and leave? What was... And I'm glad. I'm glad he's got something to think about. Prick. There were like 10 people in the whole restaurant. Three of us were in the bathroom at the same time, and one guy was wanting to go Yoda on my back the entire time. Hey, Master,
party.
Hey, Master Blaster,
party.
Take two steps back. I'm not done yet. Get off my shoulder, jackass. And I would have gladly told Broomhead that story had it not felt like I myself in there. And then had to do a quick survey of the area. By the way, Phoenix City Grill, that's not toilet paper. Whatever you got going in there. And good. The less comfortable, the better. That, whatever that is like those weird paper towels on a strange... It's on a roll.
Gigantic roll?
It's not gigantic. It's toilet paper width. But yeah, I guess it is a gigantic roll. It's just like a weird... It's like what a public school would buy for toilet paper, which I highly recommend public schools do to discourage people from public shit. I don't agree with it. I love the Larry David episode when I realized I am him when he, a couple of seasons ago.
In his coffee shop.
Opened his coffee shop as a no defecating zone. You don't take dumps and you don't do that at people's. What are you doing? What are you going to take a dump? You do it at home. No defecating zone. You just don't. There's no sitting.
Holmberg's morning sickness. Morning sickness.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
It's gross. How can you go back to a table? I'll be right back. In the middle of eating, you go and take a and then come back for more food.
He's been gone for a while.
I was in the public restroom touching things and taking a huge dump of my own. Can I have some of those poppers? Another reach over for the poppers if you don't mind. You can wash your hands all day. You're disgusting. Sorry, sometimes you can't help it. Well, that's called having your ass blown out or you've got diarrhea. One of the two is the only way you can't help it. You were built with a clinching system.
Just till the Pepto-Bismol singers come in and rescue you.
Yeah, you like the song. You've got diarrhea. Or the people who say, it's bad, it's not good for you to hold it. Most of those people are obese. Bees. And all of a sudden, they're bastions of health when it comes to holding in a poo. Not good for you. Pass the poppers. I need more deep-fried stuff. Oh, yeah. You don't put anything in your body that's bad.
That'll help it.
Yeah, you definitely want to make sure you're the healthiest you can be. Holding it's bad for you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Fat. Anyway, public bathroom etiquette. You're right, Brett. We shouldn't even be having this.
It's ridiculous.
And part of the etiquette was I got to blast you off. It was like I was trying to flamethrow him.
He deserved it.
I gave him a good one. And, you know, the bad thing is when you've got a clean ass like mine, and I mean spotless, I would let you peel M&M's off of it, and you'd be like, it's perfect. It's perfect. I would take an M&M, put it down there, and put it right in my – no problem. I have the theory my ass is always ready just in case for analingus, just in case. Not to be penetrated, Brady. That's disgusting, and I don't do that. I don't know if that's what you do, but I don't do that. Is always ready for a no-holds-barred oral everything. My gens, my b-hole, always ready for that. You know why? Because I expect that from my partner. I don't ever want her to come back with crust butt like Brady wanders around with, clearly. Just looking at me like I'm crazy. Say, I just took a huge dump at the restaurant. I got to take a shower before anything happens. What if you're going to get a roadie on the way home and you took a dump in the bathroom at Phoenix City Grill? No. I have the utmost confidence that right now you could go down there and pleasure that area and have no problem. I'm looking directly at you.
I'm with you on that, champ.
That you want to go down on me?
Huh? No, that what? I'm ready. I'm ready at all.
There's no way. Not with your diet. No way. You're always ready.
Oh, yeah.
You don't shower after each one, and you do it publicly sometimes. I've been with you.
I've done it publicly before.
Right. Then you're not ready at all times. But you're not ready at all times. You have to take that statement back because you're going to fool someone, and they're going to try to go down there, and they're going to have a mouthful.
I haven't done it in a long time.
Just saying.
What, public poop?
Yeah. Oh. I try to keep the clock going, you know, regular. So I time it when I'm at home.
All right. You're sometimes out all day. You know, I question.
And if I'm not ready, then I'm saying, hey, hang on. Not ready. Then let me get in the shower.
Why aren't you ready?
I'd say 95% of the time.
95% is better. That it's not the same. Clean it up. Only time I'm not ready is while I'm doing it. And if you're a real freak, get in there. You're always ready.
I try to be. Yeah, absolutely.
It's an effort. It's an effort you have to do. Yesterday almost was. And I just still, after the cleanup, like when, was it Sean Wayans that came in?
Yeah.
It was Marlon Wayans. Marlon Wayans came in and said, yeah.
Did the challenge.
We occasionally send each other clean toilet paper. Clean as a whistle. Who's better? And I'll go in and do the test, and I'm like, perfect. Send it right back. Do it right now. Give yourself the test. If you go in and you haven't done anything, and you go down there, you give yourself a cleaning, and there's something showing. You've got bad habits. Get your habits together. Get your habits together. It's what they teach in the Boy Scouts, or what they used to teach in the Boy Scouts. Keep your ass clean. There may be an inspection later from one of those gay guys in the ascot. Not the Boy Scouts anymore, actually, is it?
No, they changed the name.
They changed it now. Yeah. And you know who's the most angry about it?
Scouts of America.
I saw last night. You know who's most angry about it? Girl Scouts. They're throwing a fit. Like, way to torpedo our deal. It's like... You're allowed in girls in now. What's the point of the Girl Scouts of America? Which is what I thought when they started getting mad about it. And then also on the news last night, they said they were going to start. Now they're going to allow openly gay boys. Which is one of the reasons I didn't want to join the Boy Scouts in the first place is because I thought all the dudes in those outfits were gay.
The outfits look a little twinky. Yeah.
So they've been allowing girls since 2018.
Right, but now they're getting rid of the name.
6,000 of them have already made Eagle Scout. Nothing's really changed.
You need a wiping badge. Yeah, you gotta clean it up. But if you go in, Boy Scouts, no longer the Boy Scouts, just the Scouts. Girl Scouts, now been completely trampled by what? The Boy Scouts just destroyed them. It's the NBA, WNBA. If the NBA decided to allow women in, there would be no more WNBA. So
I think it's a fact that nothing will happen. No backlash for having the Girl Scouts.
No, I know
it's girls only.
Well, there won't be. There is no girls only. The Girl Scouts, they're done. Why would you join Girl Scouts when you can get the good one?
Yeah, but the thing is...
But the thing is, it's like you can't have Boy Scouts. You're not allowed...
Right, you can have Girl Scouts because nobody wants to be part of it.
Right, but the other way around is, why don't you make it all-inclusive? There's more pressure on the Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts did make it all-inclusive. The Girl Scouts are just going to go away. Absolutely. If the NBA went all-inclusive, men and women, why would anybody play in the WNBA?
Because the Boy Scouts got? They got nothing. They teach you how to tie a knot. Girl Scouts got the cookies rolling, everything else. What do the Boy Scouts do?
Here's the other thing. If the Girl Scouts can't make it on the cookie sales first place, I'm just saying, they're worried they're funding and all this, and nobody's going to join up. If they can't pull it off with those cookies... That organization's a nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
What are they doing from the end of April all the way to next April that they can't just live off the cookie money that they're like, well, we'll go broke. Like, you do. I never buy anything from the Boy Scouts ever. Well, like, they don't sell anything.
Like Brett was, I couldn't tell you. Yeah.
Don't know.
I don't know how they're funded. I don't know.
I mean, they don't need the funding like the NBA. You know?
Right. I think
No, there's...
In fairness, there's a lot of gay guys that will foot the bill for the Boy Scouts just to be out in the woods with the kids. That's just been the history of it. People hate that, but it's the same as the Catholic Church. You don't like to mention what actually happened there. You say you're now allowing openly gay boys. It's going to get worse. It's, you know, because now the openly gay, you know, Scoutmaster is allowed out. And,
I thought,
forget it.
The first thing that I saw when they said they're changing their name, I thought of what you've said for years, that Catholic Church should change their
change
name.
Change your name. Yeah.
After going through
any
the
decent,
pedophile scam
any decent
that happened
business,
on both businesses.
Any decent business that has thousands and thousands of rape over years and years should at least have the decency to change their name. Like I always say, Papa John's had to at least lose an apostrophe and change their logo a little because of one word. Thousands of rapes, change your name. If Best Buy was guilty of thousands of rapes and some of the Genius Bar employees just got shuttled over to other Best Buys, you'd be like, wow, could you guys not call it Best Buy anymore? It's kind of a triggering thing. Scouts of America, we know what you've been up to. It's been sort of a holding pen for weirdos to want to hang out in the woods with little boys. Not all of them, but it has existed. I know I'll get emails from people, hey, Scout, it was the best time of my life. Great. Ask one of your kids in the same troop you were in that got fingered by, you know, Dale, the Scoutmaster, didn't have kids. He just really wanted to be there.
Six Boy Scouts have gone on to become president.
That's right. It used to matter. Now we have the internet.
Only one Eagle Scout, though.
You can learn how to tie knots on the internet.
Who was the last one?
Eisenhower.
Barack Obama. Joe Biden.
Was he an Eagle Scout?
Well, Joe, no.
Yeah, but he's been there since the beginning.
The only one
say.
President.
I mean, come on.
Only one president that was Eagle Scout was Ford.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, Joe Biden was a Boy Scout right when Lincoln got shot. It's not. It was a different time. It was back when you used to have to kill time with kids because there was no TV. So you'd take them out in the woods and teach them to tie knots and run races and dress them like strange little waiters. And
what's interesting, yeah, the oldest one would have been JFK. He was the first Boy Scout to become president.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's adorable. Yeah, the Boy Scouts thing. I always thought the outfits were too gay to wear. Maybe there was some cool stuff going on.
Look at my scarf.
Here's the other thing. I bet you Toledo was a Boy Scout. I don't know. It was also, and this is going to make
some people, for about 2 years.
This is going to make some people mad. It's also for families that didn't want to deal with their kids. So there was a lot of, you take them camping. You take them somewhere for a week or two in the summer. It was a good way to get rid of your kids for a little while and other people would watch. It was like a built-in babysitter for every fourth weekend when they drag them up to Payson and stuff. Or they'd have little outings.
I was a Cub Scout. We blow.
Yeah. Oh, we blow all
and
right.
And 1 year in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah. You would look adorable in that outfit.
Never get. I got the shirt for the Cub Scouts back in the day. You know, it was like fourth grade or something. And then and it became blue.
You never wore the gear?
And then I never got the Scout deal.
How's that?
I was in it for about 1 year, and then
they don't give it to you like when you sign up.
Was kind of
you pay for all that.
From that. Yeah, you pay for it.
Oh, well, that man. Yeah, you don't have to. Maybe you earn it too. You know what I mean?
Like, you buy the shirt. Stuff, it's an open patch.
Well, I'm saying like an over the hand, old fashioned to the Scoutmaster. Probably got you a nicer suit. Probably got.
Oh, you got a badge.
Oh, like, you got a badge.
It's like getting a swimsuit over at the old church. Over
yeah, that's right. You used to have to kind of,
you know, over the top.
And two or three stairs, and then you went over the top on Father Dale, and you got yourself a nice new Oakley swimsuit or a body glove.
You got the glizzy badge.
Oh, yeah. No, he definitely. He took an old-fashioned for some free clothes.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Guy says, well, the Boy Scouts are ruined, like when they let women in the military. Way to go, America. And I don't know if that's true, Matt. I know that women ruin the military, Matt, but if you feel that way. Yeah, but I loved it that immediately the Girl Scouts, they crossed their arms. Well, thanks a lot. That's a nice little shot to the back of the knees for us. Have a better product. If all that was going on with the Girl Scouts was they were just sitting there waiting for the Boy Scouts to change their names to join up, why? I don't understand how the Girl Scouts aren't equal. I don't understand how they can't just copy it to a T. And then it's just like, it's the Boy Scouts for Girl Scouts. And then there's just a merger. And now we can get more cookies.
Maybe that's what happened. It just didn't work out. All right. How much you want for your cookie biz?
Right. And they won't give up the cookie business. That's all this. This is basically your, you know. Otis Spunkmeyer, you guys are a cookie company, and you're pissed off now that you're going to lose some of your free labor for selling your treats that you're, I don't know where they make those things, but there's got to be a massive factory of cookies that are getting, they blow out a lot of cookies. don't know where the Girl Scout cookie store is, but it's large. And it's all year now online, so that's essentially why the Girl Scouts are pissed. They just need to be the Girl Scout cookie company. Just become that. We don't care what you do. Nobody cares about... I've never met a girl who's like, I learned it in Girl Scouts. It's like, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. When's the last time you were hanging out with a girl who said, I can take care of this? I was a Girl Scout. And then she does something.
Good. Bake me a cookie.
Yeah, right. I've never once been around a girl who was a Girl Scout and it came in handy. And never, ever. Like mountain biking and stuff. It's like, I got a flat and my chain came off and I got this and that. Hold on. And she reached into her bag of tricks. I was a Girl Scout. I can fix everything. No, it doesn't. You don't. There's no life skills in Girl Scouts, and I don't want to hear from anybody telling me, it's a bonding experience. Oh, stop it. Bonding experiences happen every time you do stuff.
If they're teaching them to bake, cook, and clean, I'm all for the Girl Scouts.
The old fashioned. That's called Lady Scouts, turning you into a proper woman. Cook, clean, zip it, Scouts. I like that. The Anal Angus Scouts, to go back to the original one. Teach them how to eat an apple from the inside out. But yeah, my favorite part was, now we're allowing openly gay boys into the Boy Scouts. That was like a big sell to this new transition. And I'm like, so now the kids that were closeted gay Boy Scouts, they're allowed
to... No longer have to worry.
Well, that's what I didn't get. They're allowed to blow the Scoutmaster and nobody's going to get mad? Is that what's going on?
No, by letting girls in, it'll stop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, pregnancy at age 9. Okay, it's all working out for me. There's a certain part where just hanging on to the tradition of the Boy Scouts doesn't make sense anymore. You know? I mean, there's probably a lot of great things that come out of it for a few of the kids, but most of them are just kind of, it's a brush off. Just go. Be a Boy Scout because your dad and your grandpa were. And it doesn't really, I don't think it really helps anymore for a lot of those kids. I don't think it's a thing. Like, they just need to do computer badges and teach them. Like, just take them out in the woods with an Asian. And I mean, one thing Boy Scouts should do today is, you know, dig for Wi-Fi or something. Instead of just going out and trying to find water with a dowling rod, dumb. You go out and go, all right, you're in the woods. You're trapped. You don't have wireless.
Big in my, you know, in Gilbert and the... It seems to be in the LDS community.
Sure.
Like those kids get that Eagle Scout.
Great. But what are you actually learning today? You're learning 1940s stuff. Get me in the woods and go, I was a Boy Scout. I can get Wi-Fi out of a stream. That kind of crap. Like, give me something that works
MacGyver
today.
Stuff.
Yeah. I don't need a knot and help, catch a bug. No. Get me Wi-Fi. Get me a signal on my phone. Teach me some modern Boy Scout skills out in the woods. I can tie 31 different knots and help an old woman across the road. So?
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm more of a Girl Scout fan with this. Yeah. At least I get cookies.
Give me the cookies. I want to be trapped in the woods with a former Boy Scout or Girl Scout. She starts digging a hole. Like, what is this? Fiber optics are always within 15 feet of a tree. I'm like, this is great. Where did you learn this? This is amazing. We're going to tie into the fiber optics. I learned this in Girl Scouts. Never once, ever in my life, has someone said, I was a Boy Scout. I got this. And now, with all that, now that they neutered the Boy Scouts, they also took away the knife part of the Swiss Army knife. That was the next story on the news. So no longer does a Swiss Army knife doesn't have a knife on it anymore.
So what's it called now?
Swiss Army thingy.
Utility.
A utility, not
tool.
Knife. Yeah, maybe.
I hate this world.
Yeah, they took the knife off the Swiss Army knife. Because why
would
you need
a
knife?
Fish? Do they still have the blades whatsoever?
I think you have used the corkscrew for that. If you go from the fish's nuts to its throat with the corkscrew and sharpen your corkscrew.
So you've got your magnifying glass, little thing.
Toothpick, tweezers.
Toothpick, fork.
The fork, the spoon.
Maybe
a butter knife, but you're not going to stabby knife.
Can opener, bottle opener.
Yeah, yep. All the stuff you need.
Nail file.
Essentially, Boy Scouts in a thing. That's it. You got to carry your own knife now.
Change the color of it.
So let me get this right. The Boy Scouts now carry... No weapons, and being openly gay is okay now. So there's nothing to fight off the wildly aggressive Scoutmaster. And you don't even have a knife anymore. They just know you're unarmed and out in the woods with a guy who wants to touch you. Okay, sounds great. Good idea. Great idea.
Bring on the Girl Scouts.
Bring on the Girl Scouts. They're going to be tougher. Sell me those cookies. But... That's over. I mean, that's just over. So all the Boy Scouts that are going to email
That's funny.
Me.
You don't need the knife anymore. But you know what? the recommended axe for camping is still in there. Right. Little hand axe.
Again, I don't need to chop a tree down. I need wireless. I need to be able to work my laptop to call in the crew to come pick me up. Because if I'm chopping trees down, if I'm at all in a situation where I need that axe, I need Wi-Fi more. I need a signal. I need 5G.
You get that signal now. They have the camping little mini solar panels.
Okay, perfect.
You charge up with the sun.
Teach me that.
Get your power.
All right. Bring that along. And I don't need Boy Scout anything. I don't need to be trained at all. Get me some internet when I'm stuck in the woods to go, all right, I need a rescue team. B, I need to ping my location.
Here are my coordinates.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would just ping, ping. There's this. Let's go get them. It's easy.
You guys have 1 hour to find me, else I'm making a giant help sign out of wood, and I'm going to light it on fire.
Right. I'm going to burn the woods down. I got wireless, though, because I'm a Boy Scout. Give me some skills, today's life skills. None of this old crap where I'm starting fires with leaves and chopping trees down. That doesn't fly anymore. Who cares? I tied 4 knots. You know, the only thing they teach in the Cub Scouts is if you get lost in the woods, you can make your own noose and just end it before the stomach pains get too bad from hunger.
I think I would,
too, especially if I was in that outfit. I don't want to get caught dead in that thing. It's just a really, it's an open door now for aggressive lesbians to get into the Scouts of America and start tapping those girls that want to be there, too. So it's just, that's how I see it over the last few years. Again, great quote. Hey, Billy the Kid, how come you rob banks? It's where the money is. Hey, aggressive lesbian and weirdo pedophiles, how come you like the Scouts so much? Where the victims are. They're all like Mr. Orange. They like the outfit. They like your kids.
Where's the action at?
Yeah. Where do I go with kids who don't have their parents anywhere near them and who let me put them on a bus and take them to the woods but with permission slips?
This was just a small retreat.
Hi.
Your son and me.
My name's Kyle, and I'm going to take your kids into the woods. Sure, that seems great. Going to teach them how to tie ropes and knives and stuff. That's exactly what I should do with you. He's going to teach our son to tie ropes in the woods.
What for?
Scouts, honey, you don't understand.
For some reason, the retreat this weekend is in Sausalito. I don't know what, but
we're going to take him to a winery and we're going to stomp grapes. All right. You're going to get him drunk, you're going to tie some ropes together, and you're going to give him a knife.
Yes.
Yeah, well, where do I sign him up? As long as he's not here for the weekend. I want to do anal Angus on the couch.
Ooh, get him out. Finally, a little freedom, rat.
Yeah, I learned how to tie some. I guarantee you the majority of that knot tying stuff from the Cub Scouts, the only time any of you guys emailing me use it is to, you know, bondage with a girl. Like goof around, like that's the only I can tie it. I've learned how to tie knots you can't get away from. Oh. And also, we can say, oh, Kennedy and Biden and Obama were Boy Scouts, but how many serial killers were that used that knot tying skill to help themselves through their little endeavors? I bet you a couple.
Again, those and the only one that went all the way through was Ford. The other ones were just in the Boy Scouts at
like
time
you.
And like
this is gay.
A year.
And they said, this is a little gay. I don't like this ascot. Why are you making me wear an ascot? I'm 11. This is creepy. I remember one of the kids, and I didn't realize it was a big deal. This kid at Rhodes Junior High, while we were there, they stopped school. And he was like 12, 13. And I'm like, they're still Boy Scouts at 13? And he got himself that Eagle Scout thing, and they stopped school.
Usually that's pretty good at that age. Usually
okay, like I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was, but I'm like
your senior
Scout.
Year.
Good for you. And yeah, he got it early, but we were in ninth grade, I think. This kid, like, is on the news.
He got on it. Yeah, that's big.
Then what?
That's a lot of handies.
Yeah.
Get it that early.
What are you, I don't know what it, good for you. Can you get me Wi-Fi in the woods? Zero life skills. I can eat bugs. I can figure that part out. But yeah,
they'll have your log cabin built with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I remember there was a guy, I think it was it Scott Taylor that said that to me once? He did something right in front of me. And I said, that was impressive. And he goes, I'm a Boy Scout. And I'm like, so I get a hand job after this too? That's not what we did. I'm like, yes, it is.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Morning Sickness.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It is now.
Yeah,
it is.
Quick denial.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It's awfully fast. It's going, I don't give a hand. Not anymore.
Huh? You don't know. You weren't there.
You don't have to do it after 11. You grow out of it like Menudo. I think Toledo was probably a voice. His mom's like, get around. I don't know. There's some guys over in the woods. Go hang out with them. I think my dad actually said it. I think a couple of my friends joined, and I'm like, should I be a Boy Scout? That's gay. And I think he was probably, like, my dad did the Boy Scouts thing naturally. I think he was one of those, like, he grew up manly in the man. Woods, and he just figured it out. Were you a Boy Scout?
No.
Well, oh, you weren't at all? Did your mom think it was gay?
I don't know what she thought, but no, I was not part of that. Which one? I thought it was gay.
Were you in kind of the
He was a real mom.
I was not
man.
Any of them. The only thing I was in was Big Brother and Big Sister.
Oh, okay. I had to have one of those. Because. Yeah. Mentors.
Yeah.
Did he teach how to tie ropes and like say, all right, now escape the bed?
No.
Okay. I've tied you to a bed. What are you going to do about that?
Although, no.
You are good at ropes. I'm a Boy Scout. The only reason I need these ropes is to tie people down. I had this swing I got from my front porch. I'm not a Boy Scout. You know how long it took me to figure out how to tie it up? 8-9 minutes. Got a 150-pound swing tied to the beams. And I'm like, that was easy. And I'm pulling on it. I'm like, there's nothing about this.
Did you YouTube it?
No. Okay. Just, it's tying.
I know. I'm just saying.
I tie knots accidentally in my shoes. I mean, I can do this. Can you make a slip knot? The only reason I'd need to do this is to kill myself. You never know when you're needing a slip knot. How bad has life gotten that I'm like, I finally had a slip knot? That's me in jail. Then I'll email you back and go, you're right. I wish I could hang myself. But I'd figure that out, too. I know people. I actually know of one person that I was friends with. Didn't do a slip knot. Strapped an exercise band around her neck. Bye. You don't need that stuff.
The only slip knot I carry about has Corey Taylor.
Exactly. They're here in September. Teach me about that slip knot. Well, we'll listen to Records in the Woods together before I give you the hand job that's mandatory. Scouts of America. It's ruined. All I'm saying is all you Boy Scouts that are going to email me and go, this, it's ruined. It's part of the past.
But Brett's right. The snack wars, too, because Boy Scouts sell popcorn.
They do?
Over expensive popcorn.
I had no idea. There's the answer. I didn't know that either.
Well, it's not very
they're
good,
not
then.
Doing good, obviously.
Yeah. They're awful at it.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Would you rather have a over expensive bag of popcorn or some delicious Thin Mints?
Yeah, some bronze
thin
making
mints.
Cookies.
I'm in. Put those. I think we still have some in the fridge. In the freezer Thin Mints are the greatest.
Maybe they sell the canisters, the tin can, you know, popcorn with
in a
dividers.
Bag. Alex did it.
It's all bags.
Like, oh, was he a Boy Scout?
With his mom.
Oh.
I didn't approve.
She's allowed in now.
I did.
She is allowed in now.
Yeah. She and other open lesbians can go
she
in.
She and stepmom.
They were in the Boy Scouts together?
Well, Don was a den mother. Imagine that.
Oh, man. That was a well-protected den.
Was that Cub Scouts or Boy? That was Cub Scouts.
That's Cub Scouts. The den mother. Yeah. And that makes sense because you put all the little kids in a cave and you stand outside of it and you keep all the Boy Scout leaders away.
Did the race car thing and everything.
Oh, that's fun. But again, it's ruined. All I'm saying is just have a nice, fond memory of what it used to be. It's ruined now. Scouts of America. You got chicks out in the woods. It's going to end in an HR nightmare. One of the kids is going to do something dumb to one of the girls, and next thing you know, they got to shut it all down.
Yeah, because remember, they're teenage years now.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get hormones involved, and if you have a 13-year-old pregnancy, and right-wing people will be like, I told you, you can't do this. It was better when it was just gay.
Brady's right. Sell the big tins of popcorn.
They do sell those old people tins of popcorn. The thing Grandma used to send over that had, like, chocolate popcorn and cheese and then
not
like,
for nothing that popcorn sucks.
It's horrible.
it does.
All flavored popcorn for the most part is dirty
that
and gross.
Creators that they sell at Costco, that's good stuff.
You have some of the like the caramely ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Popopolis.
But anything that's got the weird powder, it tastes like pizza. No, it doesn't. It tastes like I found pizza.
Did you see this subtle mention there?
What do you call it?
Popopolis?
Popopolis. It's one of the popcorn makers.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You tins. Use your brain wrong, man. You've stored too much of that in there and not enough writing and reading. Popopolis. So at any given time, that's what he learned in the Boy Scouts. You can get a Popopolis delivery.
I'm surprised in your neighborhood you haven't gotten hit up for Boy Scout popcorn.
No, they do. We get hit up flags, American flags, on all the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
They'll post them in front of your yard. Like,
you don't pay for that, do you?
I have.
I think they like a donation, but I don't think it's required.
I think they just stick it in your front yard.
They say basically every you can just do choose two holidays a year or whatever, or all the ones that you're supposed to put a flag out. You know, the most of the holidays.
And so, they do it for you.
Memorial Day. They'll go around Independence Day. What other ones are we supposed to put them out for?
Flag Day.
They'll do them September 11th.
June
14th. There's a couple different ones. There's like six.
There's a few flag days. Like, Memorial Day. Flag Day, 4th of July.
And it does look pretty cool when it's lying down your street. Every once in a while, I don't get the flyer every now and then that's saying Troop 234.
But they just do it, right?
No. You got to pay for it.
You're saying it's all the way down the street, but then there's gaps.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant it was like
cheap
all the way
through.
Yeah, cheap family. I wouldn't do it. I got a huge flag I bought myself. I put on my house. I don't need that. That's overkill.
You put it out?
Oh, yeah. I like it. I have to change where I put it because I changed my front patio, but used to be hanging off the front awning. That's gone now.
I got to tweak mine.
Flagpole?
Yeah. Oh, I went up and drilled flagpoles.
I mean, like one of those kind of flagpoles.
Oh, no, I don't have that. I'm not living in an elementary school. I just have it on my awning. It's like I got a flagpole in my front yard. Although, not a bad idea. Steeler stuff.
Goes out every morning, does the taps, and they put the flag up in the morning.
At the house.
So he did put a pole in.
I would love that. I would shoot that kid. Any kid that went outside and tried to be patriotic and woke me with a trumpet is taking a bullet by Ben Boy Scout. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do it. Okay. He put the flagpole in the house yard.
I read that yesterday and I'm like, this is a disaster. Just let the Boy Scouts be the Boy Scouts. Let the Girl Scouts be the Girl Scouts. Stop. Main thing was to stop the criminal touching of the children. And that's it. Everything was swimming along just fine. Teach them Wi-Fi. That's all.
And didn't the Girl Scouts have some abuse scandals?
Of course.
Not that kind of abuse, but like more
probably
verbal.
No,
abuse.
I think you're thinking of the U.S. gymnastics.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Larry Nassar's Girl Scouts were
a troop leader.
Super talented, and they taught him some things, but that guy, took it a step too far. Anyway, sorry, Boy Scouts. They ruined it. Now you saying you were a Boy Scout, people are like, what's that? Oh, that antiquated, bigoted thing. Now they're going to make it like you used to be a woman hater or a misogynist.
You're part of Scouting America.
Right. Now you're part of Scouting America, where broads will learn how to tie knots, which isn't such a bad thing. Tie knots and help old people across the road.
Broads don't even know how to tie knots. They got the cookie thing down. That's all we need.
Sell the cookies. Yeah. We'll tie the knots.
Right.
Defined roles.
Right.
That's what we need in that thing. That's perfect.
Make America great again.
And now there's open twinks. Totally allowed in. It's the opposite of what they built. And I just don't think changing it changes their mentality. I think that I'm going to be mad at the openly gay kids.
Is there a couple new badges that you have to get?
I don't know. The over the hand, over the top, old fashions. I don't know what they
do. It's kind of interesting that it is Scouting America. It's just for the leaders. They can now, it's new scouting. They're checking out the new talent.
Yeah, well, now, are you openly gay? It's okay to tell me. I am. I'm about an over the top handy then. Because I'm gay too.
To a meeting?
I'm scouting.
All right, we're going to go for the pretty lips badge. Oh, here we go. It's all right now. We're all
the rainbow badge?
Yep. It's going to be full gay now. That door is cracked. Now it's just going to be kids dressed like unicorns running around the woods. That's happening. The trans badge and all that, it's coming. Trust me. Everything gets ruined by PC nonsense, and then they go way too far with it. It'll go crazy now. They used to have some rules. I don't like all that Christian, this is the way we do it stuff, but they had that one under control. Now it's Katie bar the door. Forget it.
So you're a den person?
Yeah. There'll be that. There'll be lawsuits because somebody uttered the wrong pronouns. And yeah, you're done. Next thing you know, there'll be Boy Scouts burning the American flag and standing out there for Palestine. That's where it's going. That's what I see. All that's going to happen. The door's been opened to make it a free-for-all of goofy. The whole world's that way. Anyway, sorry, Scouts. Wear your suits to work today.
Maybe the uniforms are going to get better now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting the twinks in there.
Well,
I mean,
the twinks are going to definitely design a better uniform. More ascots, though. I'll tell you, the ascots
are going.
Of
course,
The unis are the next level.
Brutally homosexual. That's why the gays would want to be in it in the first place.
Yeah, culottes. Isn't that how you learned?
Culottes. Khaki. You look like a zookeeper with a fetish.
Now they're leather.
And a scarf.
It's a little hot, doesn't breathe as well, but you all look fantastic. I think you guys call this being Riz. Nice work, gang.
Having Riz.
Oh, you have the Riz. Sorry. Anyway, come on over here, you little Riz bastards. It's happening. It's 6:28. Let's get a wake-up song for all you former scouts. And you know how I know you're not. It's not that cool? Because when you're grown up, you won't wear the outfit.
Of course, the first one came in was gay bar. Unbelievable. Don't expect nothing else.
It's fine, but just mark my words. A couple of years from now, you'll be like, well, that was, we could have predicted that. Give us the wake-up song right now, 585-9800. A good one, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.